Shalom to all. Today's office welcome to have Chav Ches. We are starting Chav Zayin Obeis on the bottom with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sarabas, Biakam Moshe, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah. Now, this Mishnah we learned about the Psalm of Chutzah's Mine and Chutzah's Kaimai, both which we've learned about a little bit before, but here's the main source. Now, the general idea is that during one of the four Avodahs, Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilach, and Zrika, the Kohen had a Machshava that he's going to do an Achila outside the area where it's allowed to be done or beyond the time frame it's allowed to be done in. Now, both Pasal the Karbon, however, Chutzah's Kaimai only Pasals and Chutzla's manoi, possibly to the extent the one who eats from it is chayv kares, that's also called pigle. Now it's important to bear in mind that this machshava of achila doesn't mean only eating it. It really refers to any sort of consumption, such as the mizbeach being eichel or consuming the blood or evarim. The hainu, if his machshava was that he's going to do zrikas adam or haktar seimurim, chutzla's manoi, or mekaymai, that's part of the psal. As the Mishnah tells beferish, hashechet hazevach, somu shechet hakarbon, lizwik dame b'chutz, and he had a machshava that he's going to do zrikas adam outside where it's allowed to be done. Oi, mixes dame b'chutz, or part of the dam outside, or lahakter imurim b'chutz, to be makter the imurim outside, or mixes imurim b'chutz, or part of the imurim outside, or lechel b'sar b'chutz, to physically eat the meat outside, or kazayis b'sar b'chutz, or kazayis of its meat outside, or lechel kazayis me'ar ha'ali b'chutz, or to eat a kazayis of the hide, meaning of the skin, of the tail outside, possible, in all these cases possible, but the aim by karis, there's no chiv karis for eating it, because again, that's chutzlam kaimai, whereas if his machshava was lizrik damel lamachar, to do zrikas dam tomorrow, or mixes damel lamachar, part of the dam tomorrow, or Haktar Imurim L'machar, a mixed Imurim L'machar, to do Haktar Imurim tomorrow, or even part of the Imurim tomorrow, or Lechel B'sar L'machar, Kazayis B'sar L'machar, to eat its meat tomorrow, or some of the meat tomorrow, or Lechel Kazayis Me'ar Ha'ali L'machar, to eat a Kazayis from the hide of the tail tomorrow. In all these cases, pigle, it's considered pigle, because there's a machshav chutz l'zmanoi v'chayavon al kares, and one who eats from it is going to be chayav kares. We first discussed, perhaps somewhat of a side issue, if you will, regarding this Ar Ha'aliyah that the Mishnah kept on mentioning. Savruah says the Gemara that they thought, saying the base medrash, that Ar Ha'aliyah that the Ar Aliyah is just like the Aliyah itself. We know that the Aliyah, the tail itself, needs to be burned as part of the Imurim. And by the Mishnah mentioning Ar Aliyah, it seems to be equating the two regarding the Ar Aliyah, this hide, the skin part of the tail, to be burned as well, not just the fat part of the tail. Now, the problem with that is, it means that he's having a machshava or paying attention to his machshava of his from Achilas Mizbeach to Adam. What does it mean, Achilas Mizbeach? So that's the Mizbeach consuming the tail, as we just said, the fatty part of the tail, and the Ar, the hide. Part of the tail also has to be burned. But what do we say in the Mishnah that his machshava was? That he's going to eat the Ar Ha'aliyah. So it means that we're counting machshava of his regarding something that really is supposed to be consumed by the Mizbeach, even though his machshava was that he's going to physically consume it, that he's going to eat it. And that's something that we really shouldn't be doing. So Amar Shmuley answers, no, it's not a problem. Hamani Rabbi Lezer, it's Rabbi Lezer, the Amar he holds, Machashim Mechilas Mizbeach, Chilas Adam, Mechilas Adam, Mechilas Mizbeach. That we do pay attention to machshava that he had regarding something maybe should be on Mizbeach, but he thought about that he was going to eat it, or something that's really supposed to be eaten, and he thought that he's going to burn his back. It's not a problem that not only have Mishnah says Hashachet Zevach Lechol Davar She'ein Darker Lechol Lahakir Davar She'ein Darker Lahakir Kosher. If a person shechs something with intention that he's going to eat something which is not the norm to eat, or to burn something which is not the norm to burn, it's still kosher. Whereas Reb Lezer Pais Reb Lezer Apostles asking for a second, why came to Reb Lezer? And that which you're establishing our Mishnah like Reb Lezer, well, even safe. Take a look at the end, which is really the next Mishnah. Zaklal. This is the rule. Says the Mishnah, call a Shechit Damakabel Vamelech Vazarik. Anyone that does Shechita Kabbalah Haylacher Zrika Lechol Davar She'darker Lechol eat something which is the norm to eat, or to burn something which is the norm to burn. And what do we see from here? That only if it's the norm to eat it, then fine. But if it's not the norm to eat it, then it doesn't possible it. That clearly is like Shitas Rabbanon. So you want to say the Rish is Rabbelezer and the Sefer is Rabbanon? Amar Leh, he told him in. Actually, yes. Even though usually we try to keep a Mishnah consistent in the same Tana, over here, the Rish is Rabbelezer and the Sefer is Rabbanon. That is opinion number one, how to understand their Mishnah. Number two, Rav Huna Amar, he says, Ar Aliyah lav ka Aliyah dami, that actually the hide of the Aliyah is not the same thing as the Aliyah, and it's not burned on the Mizbeach. And Amar Rava, according to some, it's Amar Rabba, my time is Rav Huna, what's Rav Huna's Sfara, where does this come from? Because the Pasuk says, Chel boi ha'Aliyah. Really, the Pasuk tells us, V'hikrav mizevach ha'shlamim isha el Hashem, Chel boi ha'Aliyah. So we see we're talking about the fat of the tail. What do we learn from here? V'loi ar ha'Aliyah, not the hide of the tail, not the skin part. So clearly, the skin of the Aliyah is actually considered like regular food and is not supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach. So we don't have an issue. Now, here's a third answer of Chisda Amr. He says, "La'olam arha aliyah ke'aliyah dami." Really, the ar of the aliyah is like the aliyah. And v'hoch ma'iskin, what are we talking about over here? Ba'aliyah shel gadi, where the tail of a goat, which is not burned anyway. Our whole issue was that we thought we were talking about the tail of a keves, of a sheep, which is supposed to be burned, and they're equating arha aliyah with regular aliyah, so we had this issue. Here we're saying, no, it's not a problem. Arha aliyah is the same thing as the regular aliyah, and we're talking about the aliyah of the gadi that's not burned anyway. Now, explain why each one doesn't hold like the other. Kulik Shmuel Amri, all them don't hold like Shmuel, meaning Chisda and Rav Huna don't hold like Shmuel because Rish Rabbelezer Sefer Rabbanon. Me. They don't didn't hold to this concept that the Rishis Rabbi Elazar and the Sefer Rabbanan. Now, Rav Huna loy Amri, they also don't hold like Rav Huna because Ar Aliyah Kaliyah Dami Komashmalhu. It's mashma to them that the Ar Aliyah is like the Aliyah. Now, the question is, Rav Chizda my time loy Amri, why don't they hold like Rav Chizda? And the answer is because my Komashmalhu and what's Rav Chizda teaching us? Ar Aliyah Kaliyah Dami, that the Ar Aliyah is like the Aliyah? Taninu, we already learned it. Vayilu Shar Sain Kibsaran, the following, their Ar is just like their Basar, Ar Shetachaso Aliyah. And so it's not a Chedesh. And the Gemara answer is that Rav Chizda Itzrich. Rav Chizda holds that we really do need these two separate sources. Because I would have thought if I only had this source that we just quoted, Hanimila Inyan Toma, that's only regarding Toma, the Rachech Mitzarif. If it's soft, such as the hide or the skin of the Aliyah, that's very soft, so therefore it's Mitzarif regarding Toma. Avalhach over here, when we're talking about eating it, I might say that we should apply the following Pasuk. Lamashcha, the Pasuk tells us, what does this mean? Ligdula, for greatness. Kedarcha Malachim Eichlin, like kings eat. Veloya Vidi Malachim de Achli, and kings don't eat the Arha Aliyah, even though maybe it's edible because it's soft, that's not something that a king eats, and therefore maybe it's not considered in eating, if you will, that is going to possible with an improper machshava. So I might say it doesn't possible with a machshava. Kamashmal, and the chiddush is that if he has an improper machshava about the Ara Aliyah, it is going to possible. But now we ask Meisvei. We have a brass that says as follows: Hashechet is a Ayla. Somebody shechs a carbon Ayla. Lahakter kizayis me'ar shetachso Aliyah chutzlam kaimai with intention that he's going to be makter a kizayis of ar tachso Aliyah chutzlam kaimai possible ve'im bakars. However, if his machshava was chutzlas manoi, so then pigol ve'chayv and all cars and his chayv cars. Now Lazar ben Yehuda ish avlim oimer. Mishum Reb Yaakov, v'chein hoy Reb Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar ikus oimer Mishum Reb Shimon, echad or beis prasois behemadako, whether it's the hide of where the hooves is in a small animal, such as a goat or a sheep, or v'echad or harishal egal arach, whether it's the hide, the skin of the head of a young calf, v'echad or shetachas o'alyo, it could be the or by the tail, and v'chol shamanu chacham gabe tomo, v'ilu shar sen kibsaron, anything the chamim mentioned in this Mishnah, that whoever's or is like their basar, lahavi or shal beis habayshas, that's coming to include the or of the beis habayshas, which is the area around the womb of the animal. So if the thought is chutzim kaimai pasul but bang by cars and chutzim manu pigel b'chayav and all cars. Now that's a long brisa. Bottom line is, what do we see from here? Oyla in avol zevach loy. This is the brisa only mentions oyla. Clearly we're talking about oyla, but not any other carbon. Now bishlam Rav Huna hayitani oyla. This is a good according to Rav Huna. That's the reason why the brisa specifically says oyla, because he holds in general that arha alya lavka alya, it must be only by oyla that it is like the alya, because it's both burned on the mizbeach. El Rav Chizda that he holds are Aliyah ka'aliyudami my iriyudani Aliyah. Why does this brisa only say Aliyah? Listening Zevach, it should also say Zevach, because according to Chizda, it applies across the board. So Amalchar Chizda, he would answer you, either we could say this is talking specifically about the Aliyah of just a Gedi, or we could say that Tini Zevach, you're right, we really should amend this brisa to say Zevach and not just Aliyah. So we don't have a question. Now we get to the source over here. The Mishnah said, and the question is, how do we know this? How do we know the psulim of Chutzim Kaimai and Chutzim Zmanai, and specifically the chutzlas manai comes on the chiyuv kares? So Amr Shmuel tells us trei korek sivi, there's two psukim, meaning two different sources, and over here it's really in the same pasuk. And the question is mahi, what is this? So Amr Rabba says that when a pasuk says shlishi zel chutzlas manai and pegel zel chutzlam kaimai, let's take a pause over here and read the pasuk inside. It says as follows: Vim ha'achel ye achel mibsar zevach shlamav bayom hashlishi, and if he shall eat from the meat of the carbon on the third day, lo ye rotze hamakir vaysai lo ye chashev loy, it's not a ritzoi, the one who brings it, it's not going to be counted for him. Pigel ye, it's considered pigol, and the one who eats from it, he's going to bear his sin. So Rabbi just said that when the pasuk says shlishi, the third day is zmani, that's clearly referring to beyond the proper time, because we know that no karbanos are able to be eaten on the third day after shchita, so that's chutzlas zmani. And then when the pasuk later on says pigol, that's talking about chutzlam kaimai. Now then the pasuk says that tells us echad v'loy shnayim, it's only referring to one of these psulim, not both of them, because mi menu means from it, meaning just from one of these psulim, they're going to get the strong punishment, not both these psulim. So which psul is this referring to? Zal chutzlas manai, that's the psul of chutzlas manai. Ulumute chutzlam kaimai, it's excluding chutzlam kaimai. And as we're going to see on our own base, that these words, avoina tisa, are referring to kares. So we see that vanevsha chazmeno avoina tisa, this chiv of kares, is referring to chutzlas manai, not chutzlam kaimai. Ask the Gemara, hold on a second. Ve'ima vanevsha chazmeno zal chutzlam kaimai. Maybe when it says vanevsha chazmeno, that's talking about chutzlam kaimai, ulumute chutzlas manai, it's excluding chutzlas manai. The answer is that no, mistabro chutzlas manai adif, it's more mistaber. They say that it's going on chutzlas mani, which is the first one in the pasuk we're being referred to, the pasach bay, because that's the beginning of the pasuk. As the Gemara, adrab, the opposite should be true. Chutzlam kaimai adif, chutzlam kaimai should be better, meaning it should be referring to chutzlam kaimai the samachle, because that's the one that's right next to it. As we said, the word pigol in the pasuk is referring to chutzlam kaimai, and then right afterwards it says avoinatisa. So the chiyuv karis is for chutzlam kaimai, not chutzlas mani, and therefore Elam Rabbi Abai gives a different answer. Ki also Rav Yitzchak Rav Dimi, when Rav Yitzchak Rav Dimi came, Amar Rav, according to the name of Rav, according to some precise, we take that out. That samach adatani tana, it's relying on something else, on a different teaching. Kshu Aimer, the one of Pasuk says, this is a totally separate Pasuk, it tells us, Shlishi, and where is this found? In Parshas Kedoshim Tiyu, in Parshas Kedoshim, the full Pasuk is, Vime Ache Yacha Bayom HaShlishi, Pigul Hu, Lohi Ratzes, so it's somewhat similar to our Pasuk, but it's in a totally different place, so really She'ein Tam Leimar, we don't have to have this Pasuk at all, Sheikvar Nemar, because we already had the Pasuk we just quoted previously, of Vime Ache Yacha Bsar Zevach HaShlam Bayom HaShlishi. So I have another Pasuk that talks about eating a carbon on the third day, Chav Chasam Bez on top, if there's no reason for it to be telling us anything about Chutzos Manoi, because that's what the first Pasuk is talking about, Tenei Le'inyan Chutzom Kaimai, so apply it to Chutzom Kaimai. Now, Miyat Rachman Gabe Noisar, specifically by Noisar, which is when meat is left over beyond the time it's allowed to be eaten, the Pasuk tells us, when it eats it, he shall bear his sin, and Lemute Chutzom Kaimai, that's excluding Chutzom Kaimai. And as we said, we're going to see later on that Avayna Yisa means one's going to be Chayav Kares, and therefore saying that the Chayav Kares of Va'echa Avayna Yisa, which is the very next Pasuk in this lineup of Psukim, that's actually talking about Noisar. It's not talking about Chutzlam Kaimai, and therefore Chutzlam Kaimai doesn't have a Chiv Kars that comes along with it. Ask Gemara, why is that so? Ve'ema, why did I say, Va'echa Avayna Yisa Zeu Chutzlam Kaimai, that this Pasuk of Va'echa Avayna Yisa, which is Mechayiv Kars, is actually going on Chutzlam Kaimai, Ulam Ute Noisar Mi Kares, and it's excluding Noisar from Kares, because Noisar is actually two Psukim prior. If you think about it, there's three Psukim in a row, one talking about Noisar, the next one we just said is talking about Chutzlam Kaimai, and the one afterwards says, Va'echa Avayna Yisa, and follows up by saying that one's Chayav Kares. So why are we saying that Pasuk number 3, which is a Kares Pasuk, is going back two Pasukim prior to Nisar, leaving Chutzlam Kaimai out of the Chi of Nisar? Why are we saying that Pasuk 3, again, which is Kares, is going back on Pasuk 2, which is Chutzlam Kaimai, and is excluding Pasuk 1, which is referring to Nisar? The Gemara says, no, Mestabra Nisar Havalei Lu'ukme B'Kares. It's more Mestabra to say, there's a Chi of Kares by Nisar, L'migmar Avayn Avayn Chutzlas Manai, and we're going to learn by way of Zer Shava with the words Avayn Avayn to the lava of Chutzlas Manai, Pigol, the Domilei Bezab, because compared to it with these two things, Zab, Zion is Zman, both Noisar and Pigol have this din of Zman. Noisar is it was left past the proper time it's allowed to be eaten. Pigol is that he had a thought of Chutzlas Manai, and Beis has to do with the Bama, this is referring to private Mzbeach. Both Chutzlas Manai and Noisar apply over there, and that's why both of them are going to be Chayav Kares. Ask the Gemara Adarabba, why don't I say the opposite? Chutzlam Kaimai will look maybe Kares. I should really say the Chutzlam Kaimai is Chayav Kares, Lemigmar Avin Avin Chutzlas Manai, and I'll learn Avin Avin to Chutzlas Manai. Why is that? Domilei b'mikdash, because it's comparable in four different ways. Mikdash stands for mem, which is machshava, just the machshava alone passels. Kuf stands for ktsas, even if you have the machshava about just part of the carbon it passels. Dalad stands for dam, because machshava passels during the avoid of one of the dam. And shin stands for shlishi, because the pasuk says shlishi by both of them. So again, maybe the iser of karis applies to mekaymai and zmanai and not noiser. And therefore, El Rabbi Yechon says, Tani Zavdi Bar Levi, Zavdi Bar Levi teaches, Asya Kodesh Kodesh, it's Xer Shava Kodesh Kodesh. Ksev Hachat says over here, as Kodesh Hashem Chilel, v'nechasa, he profaned the Kodesh of Hashem, and he shall be cut off, that's Kares, and Ksev Hashem says over there, Suraftis a Noisar Bo'esh v'goymer, he shall burn the Noisar in fire, and the Pasuk follows up by saying, Loye Yochel ki Kodeshu, so we have this word Kodesh by Noisar, what do we learn from here? Maloloin Noisar, Afkan Noisar, just like over there is Noisar, so to here is Noisar, and Umiyat Rachman Gabay Noisar, Va'echa Vane Yisa, the Pasuk specifies by Noisar, that Va'echa Vane Yisa, Lemute Chutzam Kaimai Mekares, that excludes Chutzam Kaimai from Kares, because we said the words Avayna Yisa are said by Pigol, by Chutzlas Manai, and not by Chutzam Kaimai. But the Gemara continues asking, Umay Chazes, Dekra Aricha B'Chutzlas Manai, why is it seeming to you that the long Pasuk, which was the first Pasuk that we quoted on Amud Aleph, that's talking about Chutzlas Manai, and Ushlishi, the Parshas Kedoshim Tiyu, Chutzam Kaimai, and the short Pasuk from Kedoshim, that just is the word Shlishi, that's referring to Chutzam Kaimai, and Memela Chutzam Kaimai is being excluded from Kares, Epochana, why don't I switch it around? Since we have two Psukim that both have the word Shlishi, why don't I say that the first Pasuk, the long one, is referring to Chutzlam Kaimai, and the shorter one, the second one, is referring to Chutzlas Manai, and then that would mean that Karis would apply to Chutzlam Kaimai, not Chutzlas Manai. The Gemara says, no, Mestabra Richa B'Chutzlas Manai, it's more Mestabra that the longer Pasuk is referring to Chutzlas Manai, the Gamar Oven Oven Minoisar, because we have this Gzer Shava, Oven Oven from Noisar, the Damile Bezab, because it's a comparison with these two things, Zman and Bama. Ask the Gemara Adarabba, I should say the opposite, Aricha B'Chutzlam Kaimai, maybe that long Pasuk should be referring to Chutzlam Kaimai, and Ushlishi the Gdashim Tiyu B'Chutzlas Manai, the shorter Pasuk of Shlishi from Parshas Kedoshim is referring to Chutzlam Zmanai. Why is that Mishum the Domile Sam Chev Kaimaitle? Because it's comparable to it, it's right next to it, and so that's what the Miyot is, and therefore wouldn't have a conclusive Josh over here. Therefore, Elma Rava, Rava says differently. It actually goes back to our first Limud, at least very similar to our first Limud. Kulu Mikra Richa Asyon, everything, Chutzlas Manai Chutzlam Kaimai, is being learned from that first very long Pasuk. And here we're going to take the Pasuk piece by piece in a much more detailed way than we did did on the bottom of Amud Aleph. The pasuk says as follows: He achel ye achel b'shtachil sukas medaber. Right away, the pasuk is clearly talking about two different types of achilos. Echad achilos adam, echad achilos mizbeach. One is referring to a physical eating that a person's going to be doing of the karbon, and the other is referring to the mizbeach consuming it, meaning at a machshava regarding something that's going to be done on the mizbeach. Then the pasuk says mibsar zevach shlamav. What do we learn from here? It says the word shlamim, ma shlamim mifagin mispalgin, just like a karbon shlamim creates pigle and makes something else pigle, meaning he has in mind regarding one part of the karbon, and that passels the rest of the karbon, afkal mifalgin umispalgin, so to anything that has this double stage, where he has a thought about one part of the karbon, and that passels the rest of the karbon, as opposed to, for example, a karbon mincha being brought by a kayin, that mincha is totally burned, and therefore there isn't one part of the karbon that's passeling the other part of the karbon. When he has an improper thought regarding this mincha of the kayin, the whole thing becomes passel all at once, so therefore these dinim of chosam kayin and chosam zmani don't apply there. Then the pasuk says, shlishi zechosam zmani, that's referring to chosam zmani, because as we said, there's no karbon that can be eaten on the third day after the shechita. Then the pasuk tells us, lo yeratze. What do we learn from here? Kartzas kosher, kain artzas pasul. The same way that we want to have a ritzoi in a kosher way, so too, if we want it to become pasul, this word hartzas pasul is really just a borrowed term. There's no such a thing as a ritzoi in way of psul. If it's going to be pasul, it has to be similar to the way it becomes kosher. Namely, uma hartzas kosher, ad sheyakrivu kol matirov. The only way that it can be kosher is if the entire matir of the karbon, if everything that's supposed to be brought was brought, so then it's kosher. But if the entire avodah of the dam wasn't done, so all of its matirim, the whole thing wasn't brought, and so therefore it can't be kosher, afarta is pasul. If you want the karbon to become pasul, atrikivu kol matirov, it has to be that all the matirim, all the avodahs were done in order for us to be able to put a stamp on it and say, okay, it's officially pasul. But if all the avodahs weren't done yet, we're not able to say yet that it's officially pasul. The pasul continues by saying, hamakriv, the one who brings it. What do we learn from here? Behakrava hu nifsal, it becomes pasul only by a krava, meaning in the process of when it's being brought. If he has his improper intention, then it becomes possible. The Einu Nifsal B'Shlishi doesn't become possible on the third day. It's not like 3 days after the carbon was brought, we're not going to say, okay, now the carbon's possible retroactively because here we are on the third day and we still have some of it left over. No, it has to be that in the processing, in the bringing of the carbon, he has this thought that he's going to eat on the third day. The puzzle continues, Aisai, what do we learn from here? B'Zevach HaKasim Medaber, that we're talking about the carbon itself. V'Einu Medaber B'Kayin, we're not talking about the Kayin. We're not saying that the Kayin's puzzle or there's some issue with the Kayin. Since it says Hamakriv Oisai, it doesn't just say the word Hamakriv, so it means we're talking about the carbon specifically. Then the pasuk tells us Lo Yechashev, it shall not be counted. What does this mean? Chavtes Amud Aleph on the top, Lo Ya'arav Boy Machshavas Acheirois, that other Machshavas are not able to be mixed in with it. Namely, if we want to puzzle it because of Pigol, if we want to say that it's a psul of Chutzlis Manoi, it can't be that he had a thought of Chutzlis Manoi and Chutzlim Kaimai, or Chutzlis Manoi and some other issue. It just has to be that one problematic thought of Chutzlis Manoi. Then when the pasuk tells us pigol ze chutzlam kaimai, that's talking about chutzlam kaimai. And then when the pasuk says yiyeh melamed shem mitstarfim zeim ze, this tells us that we could be mitstarf of psul of chutzlam zman and chutzlam kaimai together. For example, if he had a thought of he's going to eat half of a kazayas chutzlam zmanoi or half of a kazayas chutzlam kaimai, that's mitstarf at least to pasul it. And then when the pasuk tells us about nefesh echels mimenu, the word mimenu tells us echad veloy shnayim, that this chiv of karis applies to only one of them, not to both of them. Veza, which one is this? Is that chutzlam zmanoi? That's chutzlam zmanoi. Why? The gomer of it avim nicer because we've exer shava oven from nicer damilei bizab because it's comparable in these two ways with zman and bama. And we just clarify this. Amalei of Papa Rava, Rav Papa as Rava leidach shlishi the parshas gedeshim tiu my darshes bay. Okay, so what about that other pasuk that we quoted previously in the Gemara from parshas gedeshim? It says the word shlishi. What's learned from there? If we're learning everything from this very long pasuk, so what do we learn from the short pasuk of shlishi? That's what he responded. Ahumi bayalei. That's needed for the following lemakam shehi mishulish bedam bebasur beimurim. The only way the psul of chutzlam kaimai could be relevant is if his thought process was regarding a place that's mishulish, it's equal in all three areas, the dam, the basar, and the emurim, which is referring to outside the azara. If he thinks that he's going to bring the dam outside the azara or eat the basar outside where it's not allowed to be eaten or the emurim are going to be brought outside, that's the only way the psul can be valid. Ask more, typically mikra kama, why not learn from the first pasuk, ima achel yachel, mida apkar achmona blashin shlishi? Because the pasuk uses the word shlishi over there as well, so why do we have to use the second pasuk from Kedeshim Tiyu, where it says shlishi? Learn it from the first pasuk where it says shlishi, it's the same word. So Rav Ashi answers, I said this in front of Rav Masna, and Amrili, he told me, if we use the first pasuk, Havamina, I would think to myself, Shlishi, what's that? Prat, it's a specification, the third day and nothing else. Then when the pasuk says, Pigol, Klal, is a generalization, Vinasa Klal, Moisef ala Prat, and then we would say that the Klal is in addition to the Prat, Visrabu Sharma Kaimais, and that we're actually including other places, not just where all three of them are equal, Kamash Bala, and that's why we have to have the second second pasuk of Shlishi to tell us that it's only where the Mersholesh, Bedam, Basar, Meimurim, where all of them would have this psul equally, namely, as we said, outside the Zohar, outside the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to other places, for example, inside the Heichal, deeper into the Beis HaMikdash, that's technically Chutzlam Kaimoy, but that doesn't apply to the Dam, because there are certain karbonos that Avodas Adam is done inside. And therefore, we have to have a special pasuk of Shlishi to tell us that the only psul machshav of Chutzlam Kaimoy is relevant if it's in a place where this psul would apply to all three of them, Dam, Basar, and Emurim, namely, again, outside the Beis HaMikdash or outside the Azara. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.